now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
With Egypt so much in the national news, our focus on international events has risen dramatically. And focusing on this whole thing, what is our role? What position do we take? How much money do we spend for our protection and for what's in the American interest all over the world becomes of major concern? And I want to share this with you. I've got on our show right now a special guest. Christopher Preble is the Director of Foreign Policy Studies at Cato Institute. That's a major think tank throughout the country. He's author of a fascinating book called The Power Problem, How American Military Dominance Makes Us Less Safe, Less Prosperous, and Less Free. Chris, glad you joined us here today.
Thank you for having me.
And I'd like to start off by asking you, we weren't really going to focus on this, but with this whole Egyptian situation, it brings into focus just what the role is that we have and, you know, the money that we spend, because we give $1.5 billion a year to
right.
Egypt, and I'm sure way beyond that in terms of the military that we train. What's your focus of what's happening there right now? Are we kind of in a waiting game just to hopefully let things settle down, or what's your perception of what you're seeing over there right now?
Right. I do think that what's happening in Egypt is a kind of a microcosm, kind of a small part of the larger problem of the United States. And it's based on we have a longstanding relationship with the Egyptian government, both military. We give military assistance. They're the second leading recipient of U.S. foreign aid behind Israel. And so we are connected to this regime that is the U.S. government in some way. Now, this is a problem because the government there is not they're not a democracy. They have essentially sham elections. And as we've seen in the protests over the last week or so, the people there would like, I think most of the people would like Mubarak to leave. Hosni Mubarak, the president of Egypt, who's been there for 30 some odd years. But the problem for the United States is because we have been supporting him for so long, there's a fear that the anger and resentment that is felt by the Egyptian people against Mubarak will be directed against the United States. I think that's a legitimate concern, but then it raises the larger question. Why do we behave as though Hosni Mubarak staying as president of Egypt is essential to U.S. national security? And I think that's the kind of questions that we don't ask often enough. We focus very much on the near term, and we don't think in the longer term. And I think that's what we're seeing playing out in Egypt.
And, of course, it focuses right into your particular your issue in terms of the money that we spend militarily. But
right.
I guess what some would say is, well, look, Egypt gave us stability. It gave us some kind of a focus because we do have this concern about Israel. And let's assume that the worst happened and that there would be a radical Muslim influence that would take over Egypt. Well, then that means
right.
Israel is completely surrounded by basically an enemy situation. So
right.
It's a question of how you balance off our interests with saying, look, let's spend our money at home. And I know Cato takes a libertarian approach to, let's don't fight the world's battles, but balancing out those interests is a tough job, isn't it?
It is a tough job. That's absolutely right. And we have global interests because we are, we are connected to the world through trade, through our cultural connections around the world, and that should continue. I think that is what makes the United States such a strong and dynamic place. But I do think that when we look at the Constitution, we look at the U.S. government's core obligations to the people in this country, it is to our security. Sometimes our security is connected to the security of other countries, but I think we've too often assumed that that is the case. It's just kind of taken as a given that security and stability in country X, Y, or Z is essential to maintaining security and stability here in the United States. I don't want to suggest that what's happening in Egypt is not of concern to the Israelis. We know that it is. But I think we have to separate the worst case scenario, which would be very bad, from the likely scenario. So take the worst case being A Mubarak government is replaced by an Islamist government. That's not inevitable in Egypt. There are a number of secular forces in Egypt, and even the protests that are happening now, the Muslim Brotherhood, the leading opposition group, which is an Islamist group, is not playing a very large role, as best we can tell. But let's play out that worst-case scenario. Israel remains the dominant military power in the region. They have demonstrated, over and over again, their ability to defend themselves militarily. And so I don't think we should assume, even in that unlikely worst case, that Israel would be, overrun, for example. And again, we can deal with those issues on a case-by-case basis and not just assume that we have to act to prevent a chain of unlikely events from happening.
I see. Well, then deal with the larger question that you focused on in your book about how does a policy of non-intervention help advance freedom internationally, particularly from the American perspective?
Right. Well, I think, again, it goes back to the founders. The founders wanted the United States to have a strong military, but a military that was focused primarily on our security. And the reason why is because they worried about the shift in power from the individual citizens to the federal government. They saw throughout history that as governments used the threat of foreign invasion or foreign threats as a pretext for taking away our liberties. This was something that Madison spoke of, Jefferson spoke of, Washington spoke about it in his farewell address. I think the founders were basically right. And I think that we have allowed our fears of foreign instability to grow our government here, undermine our liberties, and it is a costly proposition. The United States of America spends as much on our military as the rest of the world combined, okay? Everyone else in the world combined does not spend as much as the United States on its military, and part of the reason why is because we behave as the world's policemen. We say that we do not trust other governments to defend themselves and to defend their interests in their respective regions. Instead of that, we are going to do it for them. And I think that ultimately it makes us less prosperous and it makes American citizens less safe.
When you get into the whole area of spending, and of course, cost cutting and spending is a front burner issue now on the national agenda, both for Republicans and Democrats. But you hear so much, and you just pretty much answered my question already about the role, but so many Americans are very defensive. Oh, we can't cut military spending.
Right.
We'd be less secure. It'd put us in more danger. And you're saying that that's not always the case, that that there could be some significant reductions in expenditures. It makes sense.
Right. I mean, the U.S. military has grown dramatically. The cost of the military has grown dramatically since 9/11. Some of those costs have been for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the base budget, that is the part of the defense budget that is not for the wars, has also grown quite dramatically. And I think that even if you just roll back, the war in Iraq is ending, I think, hopefully, thankfully, and I think the war in Afghanistan is on track to end. I think it could end sooner, but it's on that trajectory, that you could start by simply recouping some of the cost that we've spent over the last 10 years in those two wars. But if you went one step further than that, and if you refocus what the U.S. military should be doing, that is focusing on U.S. national security, focusing here, especially in the Western Hemisphere, then we could have even a much smaller military and one that would still keep us very, very safe. I think the most important thing in my mind in all these discussions about spending is to put into perspective how much more we spend on the military today than we did even during the height of the Cold War.
And Chris, I want to come back and continue that thought. We've got to take a little pause right now. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Christopher Preble, Director of Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Got a great book out that's on our website, The Power Problem, How American Military Dominance Makes Us Less Safe. Take a look at our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll come back and talk some more about this military problem. Get yourself a cup of coffee. This is Jim Brown.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. And if you're looking to add a roof to a new structure or wanting to upgrade from your current roof, Give the professionals of Classic Metal Roofing a call today. Classic Metal Roofing has a proven history of staying on the leading edge of residential metal roofing. High winds, hail, and fire are no match for the Classic Metal Roof. With several different colors and themes to choose from, and even some that look like actual wooden shingles, you're sure to find a product to fit your needs. Classic Metal Roofing systems are made from an aluminum, so they do not rust or are not broken down by the elements. Classic is so convinced of the superiority of their metal roofing systems, they back up their products with a lifetime limited warranty for the original owner and a 40-year transferable warranty for all the future owners. So what are you waiting for? Check them out online at classicroof.com or give them a call today at 1-800-543-8938. That's 1-800-543-8938.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 28, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $13.1680. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.5130, $6.7565 for a half ounce, or $3.3782 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.5130, $6.7565, and $3.3782.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking this morning about national defense and ways to save money. My guest is Cato scholar Christopher Preble. He is the director of foreign policy studies at the Cato Institute, author of a book, The Power Problem, How American Military Dominance Makes Us Less Safe. It's on our website, where you can make a direct order. And, Chris, we're sure glad to have you here today.
My pleasure.
Let me ask you this. I was on a program last week down in New Orleans with Valerie Plame, who with her husband Joe Wilson, involved in the outing situation under the Bush administration, and she's written a book and a movie made about her. But she was saying that $80 billion being spent on intelligence by several hundred different groups within the government. You're there in Washington. I mean, where do you – is there a will within Congress that you see – with money being so tight right now, to really try to streamline, make this thing run more effectively, and reevaluate how much we spend on so much of our military throughout the world?
I think there is a will to do so. It's in the particulars of how to do it that's going to get very difficult. As you know, there are a number of, you know, a number of places around the country that are dependent or have grown dependent upon military spending, and they're going to fight very hard to protect their particular weapon systems or base or what have you. And I think that's where it's really incumbent upon political leaders to say, look, national security is a core function of government, that's fine, but we should not maintain military spending in certain places as a jobs program. The fact that that's what it has become doesn't mean that's what it should be. So you make the case for a particular plane or ship or what have you on the basis of our need, not on the basis of it keeps a couple hundred people employed or even a couple thousand. Is this kind of transition going to be disruptive in certain communities? Of course it is. In my first book, studies how, what kind of impact it had in places like Southern California at the end of the Cold War. But these places adjust, and it is painful, but over time we end up with a more diversified economy, more opportunities for people, and at the end of the day, you know, more money for taxpayers if they do it right and then return the money to taxpayers, not merely plow it back into other government programs. And I think that's what most people in Congress, especially Republicans, are going to be focused on, is making sure that those savings don't merely get plowed into other programs.
Well, you see, Ben, picking up on what you're saying, I agree with you about the bases. And look, I live down here in Louisiana where Fort Polk has grown by leaps and bounds.
Right.
And
yeah.
And the Air Force facility is down there. Everywhere we look, we've got a military institution down here, installation, glad to have it. But, you know, the next question that then comes up about our whole approach within the military, I'd like to get your impression on this. It seems like, you know, when you look at some of these massive ships we're building and the planes, and it seems like we're trying to fight World War II again rather than doing the very sophisticated and approach you take to dealing with terrorists. I mean, it's a,
right.
You know, we're fighting 21st century weapons against us, someone living centuries ago, but
right.
There's ways to get to them. I'm not sure we know how to do that, though, or if we do so, it seems like we're duplicating so much in our spending.
It's a longstanding saying that the military always fights the last war. And, you know, the ships and planes that we're building today, many of them were designed during the Cold War to fight the Soviet enemy that ceased to exist 20 years ago, thankfully. I think you're absolutely right. I think fighting terrorists does not usually require kind of hard military power. Special operations forces can play a role. Drones and things like that have played a role and will continue to play a role. Intelligence also plays a role. But in places like, if you look at where terrorists grow in Western Europe, we're not going to use drone attacks over London or over Liverpool. That's just not appropriate. We're going to work with local authorities, local law enforcement officials, and their equivalent of their FBI, et cetera, to deal with that kind of threat. And I think it's much more effective. It's also much more cost effective, because the alternative to fighting terrorism that way is to have 100,000 troops in a country like Afghanistan, which is extraordinarily costly, over $100 billion a year, and we become bogged down in a nation-building mission and kind of forget what the original purpose of the mission was, which was to get al-Qaeda. I think there are two very different ways to deal with this terrorism problem. The Obama administration has essentially doubled down in Afghanistan, decided to spend much more money, send much more troops. And there is a reasonable alternative to that, one that would be far less costly and still keep us safe.
Yeah, it's almost like we start off, it was all your ability, individual, your physical ability and your brain power, the individual. Then we went to the machinery, as you say, with the cost of drones and all this expensive equipment. It seems like we're almost now reversing the roles and going
right.
back to physical power. It may be in your mind, your brain, you got to think a lot more. But we're
right.
going back to the individual again, getting away from all the expensive machinery, which is, you've got to adapt, don't you?
That's right. And I think that that's a very important point, is that when you shift from a high-tech military that is very kind of brain power intensive, okay, to a lower tech military that is boots on the ground in foreign countries, in many respects, we are trading away or giving away some of our advantages. Our unique advantages as a country is our technological superiority. When you bring a man or woman in uniform down to the ground, then you kind of put them on a level where they are not competing as well against a guy using technology from, as you say, you know, the 16th or 17th century or an IED or something like that. And I think that's a really – I just think that's a risky proposition. I think there are better ways to deal with those kinds of threats than having, you know, large numbers of U.S. troops in foreign countries.
Just before we go, tell our listeners what the Cato Institute is all about. You've been there for a number of years. So tell us
Sure.
the purpose of Cato.
Well, it's true. I've been at Cato for be 8 years this week, and we have you know, scholars that deal with any range of issues from tax policy to healthcare to fiscal policy, the Constitution, but always from the perspective of limited constitutional government. The Constitution stipulates a government with limited powers, that individuals have liberty, but they also have personal responsibility. And we believe in trade and the need for people to, here in the United States, to be able to interact with others around the world. It makes us wealthier. It makes us smarter. And that's really those range of issues we cover in the different areas all fall under that rubric.
Well, you're very prolific in the information you put out. I want to tell listeners again that Christopher Peeble's got a great book out, The Power Problem, How American Military Dominance Makes Us Less Safe, Less Prosperous, and Less Free. You can get it on the Cato website. I guess that's just cato.com?
Cato.org.
Cato.org. Or go to our website, which is easier. We've got the link up there. You can, it takes you right to Cato, which is just jimbrownusa.com. Chris, thanks so much. How's your weather up there in Washington today, by the way?
Well, we've had a little respite, but they're saying that another storm is coming, so we're battening down the hatches here. We'll see how we make out this week.
Hate to make you feel bad, Chris. You know my toughest decision today?
What was that?
When I go to the golf course, do I wear long pants or short pants? I'm just not, it's gonna we're gonna drop way down to the lower 70s today down here.
Oh my,
so,
I'm jealous.
All right, good talking to you. Hope we can talk again in the future.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Chris Peeble, Cato Institute. Interesting. They do some interesting studies. They're libertarian. You know, we're free thinkers on this show, and you may want to take a look at cato.org. I subscribe to their publications and enjoy looking them over, and I've enjoyed Chris Peeble's book. Again, that's The Power Problem. You can get the link on our website. This is the Jim Brown Common Sense Radio Show, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for newsletters and get information about the show several days in advance, plus some of the columns I write. We'll come back and talk about those columns. Get yourself a cup of coffee. I'm going to stretch a bit. Give me a little minute or two break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Glad you joined us. We've got a lively show and hope you'll spend the next 30 minutes with us. Hey, we haven't heard for a long time from the man, the king, Michael King. Mike has a show on Genesis Communications that talks about home improvement, but he's been floating all over the countryside, and I wanted to welcome him back home today. Michael King, good to talk to you again.
All right.
Hey, Mike, you there? Hey, Don, we don't have Michael King on there. If you can kind of dial him back up, we'd appreciate it. We'll get him on the air to talk about it. And while we're waiting for Mike to come back, Mike, you there?
Hello.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting for him to come back up, I'll tell you a few of the things. Here's something you can take a look at that I thought was kind of freaky, if you will. I put it up on my website. This is a strange year in terms of unusual dates. I'm kind of a numerologist. I like to see what different numbers mean, and I've always thought the number 7 was a very special number. You can't, you know, nothing goes into 7. You know, no other combination goes into 7. It's unique with the 2, you goes within the top 10 numbers. But 1, of course, premier, number 1 is a very special number. And in this year, we experienced some very unusual dates. First of all, you've got 1-1-11, the first day of the new year, with 1. Okay, you got Michael King back on?
Hey, Mike, you there? Vacation man,
okay,
is
well,
here.
Okay, well, Don, we still don't have him yet. I'll let you kind of work it out. Just let me know when we got Mike on. In any event,
I can hear him.
Okay, got you, Mike? Okay, good. I know what
can you hear me?
I can hear you. You got me there now, Mike?
All right,
good.
We got to get them people up in Minnesota. I know it's been cold up there, but we got to get these board guys going. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're shivering, they're freezing, they're taking paper out of the trash can and building fires. And Mike, your and my decision is when we go to the golf course to wear short pants or long pants today, right?
That's right.
Mike, I want to tell you one funny thing. I mentioned on the show earlier in the first hour. This guy that Piers Morgan has taken over Larry King's spot on the Larry King Show on CNN. Larry King, an icon, interviewed so many of the great stars over the years. This guy, Morgan, is from England. Doesn't know a lot about the USA. I don't know why they put him on. He's okay, nothing special. Anyway, he's interviewing Condoleezza Rice last week, and she said, you know, Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, she's from Alabama. She's a Creole, yep. Has Creole blood in her from Louisiana. And she said she loves to cook, and one of her favorite things to cook is a gumbo. And Piers Morgan says to her, "What's a gumbo?" is what he says.
Poor guy.
Oh, boy.
Poor guy.
Listen, Mike, I got listeners up in Spanish Fork, Utah, that know what a gumbo is. We got listeners in Freer, Texas, Idabel, Oklahoma. They all know what a gumbo is. But Piers Morgan, who heads up one of the most popular shows on television, replacing Larry King, he don't know what a gumbo is. We eat them all the time down here, don't we, Michael?
Oh, man, but I tell you, Jim, I made a big push for you, man. I tell you, you know, I got a lot of stroke, but, you know, it just came down to you and Martin Sheen. But, you know, they decided to go with neither of y'all, so I'm sorry.
on the what? On the what? On the what? What was the choice?
You and Martin Sheen.
Tough choice to do the shoes, huh? You always got to go with me in a case like that. Mike, tell me, where all you been? You've been traveling the country. You've been to Las Vegas. You've been everywhere. Tell us. And we've got listeners that obviously, we've got a lot of rural listeners who want to take care of their homes. They're trying to tighten up with the winter. They got cold air coming in. And so you were out there at that big home show, weren't you, out in Las Vegas. What did you learn? What tip can you give us today?
Well, the first show I went to was the International Building Show, which was in Orlando. And then I had to hop that big bird to Las Vegas last week for the show called The Whirl of Concrete. And then next week I'm going to be at the Polyurethane Spray Foam Association trade show. And then a week after that I'm going to be at the International Roofing Show. So a lot going on, Jim, but I'm going to be honest with you. It all has to do with your home energy bills. As you know, oil is reaching now utmost proportions. Gasoline at the pumps down in Louisiana where we make gasoline and refine it. I mean, we're almost approaching a little over $3 a gallon. But the bottom line is that our home energy bills are going to rise and keep rising. So the focus on all these shows was controlling your home energy bill.
Well, give us some tips to do that. I mean, in fact, I'm looking today. Now, it's not that cold down here. We've had some cold nights. We've been down in the 20s. It's gotten very cold. I go by my office, and all of a sudden I'm looking out a back door, and I can see through the door because there's cracks right there. And I got thinking, look, I'm losing some heat like that. And then I saw I've got a little warehouse where I've got a door that goes up and down automatically, but there's some space down underneath the bottom. I'm losing some heat out there. So there's really ways to insulate your house and tighten up a lot more, isn't there, Mike?
Yeah, well, the Polyurethane Spray Foam Association trade show, as I said, I'll be, broadcasting my show within the next week. It's one way to go, insulating your home with polyurethane. But, you know, there's a little tip I can give, and you don't really have to do nothing. And that's just basically, you know, putting on an extra sweater, putting on an extra long sleeve shirt and kind of set your thermostat a little bit down. Believe it or not, that right there saves between 8 and 12% on your energy bill a month if you just lower your heater down. You believe that?
Well, and
8
to 12%. And not only that, a number of listeners out there maybe have more than one central unit or window unit. And so often, you know, I looked at it the other day. It was very, very cold, but on one side of my house, I wasn't going there the whole day. We heated it up in the morning to kind of let some folks who were visiting get dressed, but then we didn't need to leave on that unit on the entire day. And, you know, I walked out. We got a stray cat that's kind of adopted us at our house. So I've got a little workout room, and my wife, over my objections, let the cat sleep in there at night. Well, she turns on the heat. Well, the cat goes out all day long, but the heater stays on. So just, you know, turning off some of the units you're not using, and or as you say, turning it way down can make a big, big difference in the bill you pay, can't it?
That it can, and we're just getting spoiled, Jim, but we're going to have to reevaluate and recondition ourselves the way we live in our homes. I mean, the days of just spurring out money and just, you know, trying to pay for comfort, them days are over with. We got to be smart. And the way you're smart is simple. Turn down your thermostat a little bit. I mean, if it's in the winter, you know, let's turn it down a little bit and maybe put on that long sweater. If it's during the summer months, then, you know, let's push up that thermostat a couple degrees. You know, weather stripping is always good. I talked about this. Make sure you have some good attic insulation, no matter if you go with polyurethane or fiberglass or isolene type of insulation, caulking around them doors and drafts and little things like this. We keep talking about this, but believe it or not, you know, you can save, you know, up to 20-25% just right there. And, you know, at the end of the year, you're sitting with a couple $1,000 and putting in a little CD or something or something to invest in, you know, what you can do, you know?
No doubt about it, Mike. So let me tell you what. Tell our listeners, if you will, if they want to get more information about your show and about these ideas we're talking about, give us the website they can go to.
Okay, well, first of all, you can go to HometalkUSA.com, and according to the Alexa website rating, 1 out of 4 people looking for home improvement information comes to my website. So 1 out of 4 information, education, that's the website. We have on demand. You can listen to my show around the clock. We also have my home hardware store. If you're looking to purchase some great quality products at discount prices, thehandycity.com. And now we have our new website called HometalkExperts.com, where they can hire the occasion contractor online for their project. So like on here, Home Talk USA, I am the man. I was green before green was even cool.
All right. That's crazy Michael King, who knows what he's talking about, folks. Mike, good to talk to you. Hope to talk to you again here real soon. Hey, we're going to take a little pause right now. And if you want to, again, that website for Mike is HometalkUSA.com. And our website, www.JimBrownUSA.com. Let's take a little pause, get yourself some coffee. We'll be right back for our final segment.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hey, guys, if you're ready to drop a few pounds, get fitter, leaner, and stronger, forget the diet. Dieting is kryptonite to a man's soul. Dieting is about less. Less food, less energy, less you. You don't want less. You want more. More time, more energy, more freedom. You want full strength. Hi, Sean Phillips here, creator of the Full Strength Premium Nutrition Shake for Men. For the past 20 years, I've helped the Hollywood A-list, pro athletes, and busy people from all walks of life look great, feel great, and perform great. And I'm here to tell you, men need more nutrition, not less food. Full Strength is more. It's the delicious daily total nutrition shake that reboots your body for more energy and vitality fast. Visit fullstrength.com and turn your body back on high with the 14-day Full Strength Challenge. It's 100% guaranteed results that you can see and feel. That's fullstrength.com, university-tested, clinically proven nutrition for your best life. And for the first 20 guys to visit fullstrength.com, I'll pick up the shipping. That's fullstrength.com.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, I like to do live remotes where I travel around the country and broadcast our show from various areas, various towns. In February, we've got remotes planned for Washington, D.C., we're going to do one from, let's see, we're going to do one from St. John down the Virgin Islands in February, and several other locations. I know we've got New York scheduled, and we do a lot of the big city locations, but I'd like to find some smaller locations to come to. Some of our smaller communities that listen to us regularly here on Genesis Communications, listen to the Jim Brown Common Sense Show, and I'd like to ask your help. Why don't you email me if you think about it and tell me a good reason why I should come to your area? What is special about your area that we could talk to about on our radio show? And we can stir up some interest in many of our small communities and talk there. And I'd love to come on in and spend the weekend, visit with some of the local folks there, and talk about their community on the Jim Brown's Common Sense Show. So if you're listening to us up there at WTHQ up in Paducah, Kentucky, maybe you're up at KNAK in Delta, Utah. Thinking of some of our smaller communities we have here. Freer, Texas, KBRA over in Freer, Texas. How about Idabel, Oklahoma? KBEL up in Idabel. Maybe our friends in Mississippi. We've got several Mississippi smaller towns. Macomb, Mississippi. My wife's from Macomb, Mississippi. WHNY. That's 1250 AM up in Macomb. If you're listening up there. If you're listening over in Hattiesburg at WHSY. Wherever you have to be listening from. A lot of Louisiana stations, I can name a whole list of those. But in any event, if you've got, if you're interested in our coming to your part of the country, you might give me a reason to do so. Something special going on in the spring. I'm looking at March right now. If you've got a special fair or festival, just email me if you will. My email address is very simply my initials JB@JimBrownUSA.com. That's JB@JimBrownUSA.com, and you can go to my website to get the email address and lots of information about our show. You can sign up for regular notices. I send out a notice every week saying who's going to be on the show, columns that I write, things that will be of interest to you, hopefully, that are off of our website. That website address is www.jimbrownusa.com. So take a look, if you will. When Michael King was a little delayed in coming on, I was talking about something I thought was kind of freaky. This year, we're going to experience 4 unusual dates. We normally don't have this overlap of special numbers. I like numerology, kind of a I believe in special dates. I like to read signs and, you know, look at the tarot cards. And in any event, this is a special year in terms of one, primo, premier, the first. We started off this year with 1-1-11. That was the date. Then we followed up here a few weeks back with 1-11-11. When we come into November, we'll have 11-1-11. And then the middle of November, we'll have 11-11-11. Isn't that interesting? 11-11-11. Now, I'll tell you something kind of interesting you may want to do. Take the last two digits of the year you were born. I was born in 1940, so it would be 40. Okay? Now add the age you will turn this year. Whatever your age this year, add it to it and see what you come up with. Take that test. Go ahead and give it a try. Again, take the last two digits of the year you were born. If you were born in 1982, it would be 82. If you were born in 1970, it's 1970, it would be 70. Add to that the year you will turn this year. Whenever your birthday is this year, add them all up and see what you come up with. And you're going to be surprised. Go ahead and try it. I'm not going to tell you here right now, but give it a try. Just shows you how numerology fits in and how we're all tied to, you know, to primo, to number one. Take that test and see what you come up with. I think you will be, it'll be interesting, and you will be pleasantly surprised in doing so. One final thing I want to comment on before we shut down for the night. A lot of controversy about Huckleberry Finn, this book by Mark Twain. There's an author over at Auburn University, and I'm a fan of Auburn University. I've got a nephew over there and like Auburn a lot. Alan Gibbon is a Mark Twain scholar, calls himself a scholar at Auburn. Come out with a new edition of Mark Twain's classic, Alabama's New South Books. He's replacing the racially charged word with slave, the N-word, cuts out the N-word, and uses the word slave every time that Mark Twain puts the N-word in there. Then he uses the word slave. And he's also changing the name, I think, from Injun Joe, I-N-J-U-N Joe, to Indian Joe. Doesn't like that slang. And he argues that this is very offensive to African Americans today, and it should be taken out of the classrooms and be taken out altogether. Well, I completely disagree with him on that. Look, there's a lot of history I'd like to rewrite. I wish things weren't the same. We can look at the Holocaust. We can go back to all kinds of things. I'd like to rewrite history. But you don't rewrite history. I don't like the F word being used so much in so different ways in literature today and our kids using on the street today. I wish I could do away with that, but I can't. It's a fact of life. When you look at Mark Twain's work, and I'm a big Mark Twain friend. He's from Hannibal, Missouri. I was born up in the state of Missouri. But seems like that haven't we learned by now that removing books from the curriculum just deprives children of exposure to classic works of literature, and it also relieves teachers of the fundamental responsibility of putting these books in context. That's how people talked at that time, and you can't sanitize literature. You learn from literature. And author's original text should be sacrosanct intellectual property. Whether the book is a classic or not, I've got a little publishing company, and I publish a lot of books. You can see them on my website at jimbrownusa.com. I published a book about the former governor of Louisiana down here. We sold 50,000 copies of it. And history is not always fair. Language is not always clean what we'd want it to be. But it's just a fact of life that these words are used, and we've got to deal with it, and we've got to deal with it in a way that we can learn from the words that are not proper. It's a great cartoon I saw in the Atlanta Constitution. The teacher says Mark Twain used the N-word 219 times in Huck Finn. He was one of the century's great, and a student in the back room raised her hand and says, gangster rappers, gangster rappers. We've heard all the gangster rappers use that N-word time and time and time again. So in any event, I'm not trying to defend Mark Twain or saying that we should use the N-word all the time. I'm just saying that when you replace this word, you're taking the burden off the teacher. Now, I'll tell you this. I don't think that Huckleberry Finn is a book for a ninth grader to read in most senses. It's a tough book. Lots of allegory, lots of comparisons, lots of things to look behind double meanings. And maybe takes a little bit more reading background to take on a book like that. So I think maybe a senior in high school, really first year in college, quite frankly, would be my recommendation for a book like Mark Twain, just to be fair to really understand it. But sanitizing it, I mean, That's what teaching is all about, using works of history and saying, what can we learn from this? And the other thing is, of course, is that when you look at Twain, I mean, he wasn't using the word, you know, Twain's book has as its moral center the story of a white boy who chooses to help a slave escape. A reader can't understand what kind of courage that took unless the intense, intrinsic social bigotry of the time is unleashed. I mean, how bigoted and prejudiced people were back that time. The word, I think, that best begins to explain that and put in perspective is the N-word. Take it out of the book, and today, and it destroys not only the story, but all those teachable moments it can spawn. You know, what's next, a happy ending for Anne Frank? I trust our teachers to put words like that in perspective, to say what was Twain trying to say. He was not a racist. He was just trying to say how bigoted some people were and how vicious it became. And he does that with the use of the N-word. So in any event, I applaud you, Mark Twain. I'm a big Mark Twain fan. And I think the Alabama professor that's trying to rewrite history, rewrite great literature, is making a real mistake in doing so. So just share that with you. Hey, I've got lots of information to share with you on my website, which is jimbrownusa.com. You can see a number of things. By the way, I mentioned my publishing company. I've got a lot of books there on the publishing company. We've got a very notorious governor in Louisiana named Edwin Edwards, who just got out of jail here about a week ago after serving 8.5 years involving things not related to his time in office. People hadn't been in office for 16 years. We've sold 50,000 copies of that book. Unbelievable, the interest in that guy. So publishing is alive and well, but you got to do it in its proper perspective and tell the truth in what you publish. And I've learned that from my company. You'll see other books I've published there on the website. Hey, you guys have a great week out there. Hope it's not too cold for you if you're up north. We're going to make the best of it down here with a real tough, cold day of 70 degrees where I live in Louisiana. Jim Brown USA is my website. The show is Jim Brown's Common Sense. We're here regularly during the same two-hour period. Have yourself a good week. Take care. Make the best of it. We'll talk to you again here real soon.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.